vegans' pussies taste different than normal pussies.
There it is. Is it there it is. That's
better or worse?
It tastes organic.
So better.
That's wild. So if it's organic, if it's organic, doesn't it just taste like pussy?
I can't put my tongue on it.
That's wild.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of No Filter, Nick. My name is Nick Cordano. I'm here with my boy Kevin and Sean. We are just a bunch of degenerates that are here to humbly grace you with No Filter. Today we got a pretty good lineup. Also, for everyone out there, click over here or here or here for subscribe. Click there to subscribe. And let's get right into this. Yeah. Boys, how are you?
Great.
I'm fucking tired.
I know.
But that's about it. Other than that, that's the only emotion I feel.
Great.
I just have allergies. Seasonal allergies from last night's party.
That's what we call it. Seasonal.
It's a little nasally.
Seasonal. Year-round.
Kitchen counter allergies. Kitchen counter allergies.
I just, you know.
Salt Bay over here.
I might even have pink eye after last night.
Motherfucker has the flu for the entire 365.
you can really catch pink eye like that.
Oh, listen to that sweet voice. Who is that? Oh, let's tell you guys.
It's beautiful.
Our guest today has been a friend for years. He's a San Francisco Bay Area native that is now living his dream in Vegas, my favorite place, is a resident DJ at some of the hottest clubs. He's also the San Francisco 49ers DJ, which is pretty dope.
Awesome.
And an up-and-coming music producer. He's been producing music for a while, but he's got some bangers that'll be dropping. Let's give it up for our boy, Romeo Reyes. Oh, DJ shit. Romeo Reyes.
What a fucking intro.
Just busted that wall like Kool-Aid.
Busted the wall like,
shit. Those are
I think my voice got deeper now.
Those are two different scenes.
That's
that
the noise I make when I bust.
Yeah.
Through the wall.
Oh my God.
That's how we're starting.
What's up, brother? How are you? You just got in. Just landed.
No, I literally just landed.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
I like your outfit, man.
I
know. So technically, did you get flued out? Did we flued you out? Is that
no, he fly me out?
He's got a. You have a gig. Tonight,
I don't put out the end though. So it's a waste of a plane ticket.
So go home.
It's a waste of a plane ticket.
You got a gig tonight, don't you?
Yeah. Bar hey. West tonight, and we're doing a brunch party there tomorrow too. So
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Rock
brunch. Brunch is in.
Have you played there before?
I have.
Remodel.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I think I missed it. I think I missed almost everyone.
No, you was there.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, you're black. You're blacked out, but you're there.
I was there physically, but not mentally.
The lights were on. No one was home.
Exactly.
That's because I don't have money to pay my power bills, Kevin. Thank you. Please subscribe to this podcast. And, you know, let's like everything.
Click here.
Make some money. Well, dude, it's been good. You, I've been watching your success. You've been growing, not height wise, but growing, business wise into this. And for you guys out there too, DJs, I've learned early on, DJs are the best people to be friends with. Because when you get in the club, you walk in with a DJ, it doesn't matter what you're wearing or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm with the DJ.
And you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the best thing ever.
That is true.
Yeah,
it is.
Move aside. I'm with him.
That is pretty true.
You are him.
Yeah.
Have you ever got checked at a venue that you just started and you're like, what are you like?
They're like, who the fuck are you?
Like, I'm the DJ.
They're like, let me see your ID.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Like, no one ever questioned it.
Okay.
Like,
just owning it.
They should have.
Is it like the presents that you bring when you walk up?
I think
we
just walk up.
Yeah.
It's the backpack.
Yeah.
It's the backpack.
It's always the backpack. You're either a fucking Unabomber or a DJ.
Yeah, it's backpack. Like, there will be a sign outside, like, no hats.
Yeah.
And I walk up with a hat on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, no. Oh, the backpack. Yeah, come in. Come
on. The DJ.
It's crazy.
Radio in.
Yep, straight up.
How long have you been DJing?
Oh man, I started off in high school.
Okay.
High school, I was like, high school. Bro. I started off as like a roadie, rapping speaker wires, all this stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you just kind of evolved into the music world.
No, my brother, he was a DJ. Like this, he still DJs now. He kills it now. He does like all the mobile stuff.
Huh.
But he was like, you know, he did all the clubs, like the radio back in the day in the Bay Area. And I used to just watch him like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let me try to do that. And then he was like, hey, you know what? I don't want you to get into trouble. Like, you need a hobby to do. Come follow me around. So I was a roadie for years.
Bay, you're a Bay Area native, right?
Bay Area, yep.
The real Bay Area, NorCal. Not this East Coast shit out there. Whatever you guys are. Gulf of Mexico.
You're a mess.
San Francisco area.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so basically I started off a roadie for years, rapping speaker wire, just watching, and then just practice.
How long before you blessed?
So my brother he would do these parties, like these underground hip hop parties that were crazy, And one time they needed somebody to just open up. Like, hey, we need an opener.
Ah, oh, that's it.
And I was like, shit, I'll do it. And I was terrible. Just trash.
Tell me you bombed.
Oh, I bombed like crazy. Tell me you bombed. I bombed. I'll tell you another time after I bombed over that. So I was like, yeah, but that first time I bombed, I was like, man, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then so I told my brother, like, I'm going to practice every day and I'm going to start DJing. He's like, cool, do that. So every day after school, I would like rush home, don't do no homework, sneak in his room, mess with the turntables and practice, yeah. Right? And I would bug him all the time, like, yo, I'm ready to DJ. And then he had an event to do, and he was like, let me use the bathroom. I was like, hey, let me DJ, I'm ready. He goes, you want to DJ? I was like, yeah. He's like, okay. It was like a New Year's event, New Year's Ooh, Eve, busy.
Big time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Main stage.
So he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I was like, let me throw on some records. I'm ready. I got on, and this fool left the party, right? That was my first time DJing in front of a
That's
crowd.
That's how you get thrown into the mix right there.
I bombed so bad that people were like booing me, like, boo!
I was just recently booed, so I know
yeah, how
I
feel. Yeah. So. They're booing me. He came back. He's like, so, he's like, are you ready? I'm like, nah, I'm not ready.
Dave, so, when you say bomb, is it the transition from one song? You're going from like Ace the Bass, I Saw the Sign, to like
it was
Pop
like,
That Pussy?
It was like
what?
Every song I picked was terrible. Like the transition, it was bad. It was really bad.
You were playing songs that you like versus like entertaining.
I was like
crowd.
A deer in headlights. Yeah. I don't know. I still remember this girl like, nah, what are you doing?
Played AC/DC. Yeah.
He's randomly. He's at a black party downtown.
I was like, okay, I'm not ready.
You're a rich girl.
Yeah, play blue jazz.
I'm trying to date him over here.
Yeah. He was serenading ladies in the front row.
So what was your first gig? Like your first paid gig?
First paid gig was a nightclub in San Francisco.
San Francisco?
And I was booked to open up. You know, like, and when you open up, like, there's a format. Like, you're supposed to set up the headliner.
Right.
You're supposed to, like, play, like, good songs, but not the hits.
Yeah.
You know, because
you're supposed to warm,
supposed
it,
to warm it up. Yeah.
Can't
right?
play the bangers. Yeah. Can't steal the bangers. Their limelight.
No, that's not what I did at all.
Yeah.
No,
you played all the bangers.
I got on at 10 o'clock and I played all the bangers right away.
50 Cent in the club.
10:01, I played all the bangers, right?
Yeah.
And
that's what I would do as a DJ, though. I feel like
you can't do that as an opener, though.
I don't give a fuck.
It's like I always tell people, if I'm gonna, you know, group sex sessions, okay, your dick's bigger than mine, so I'm drilling the pilot hole. I go first.
Way far left. I was gonna say something completely different.
It's called no filter, Nick. Hashtag.
Oh my god.
So, you guys don't do that?
No, not at all. Not at all. But if I'm an opener DJ. I'm trying to grow my net worth or like my popularity.
Right.
I'm gonna drop the bangers and ask no questions.
When the headliner is gonna hate you.
When the headliner comes on, I'm gonna look him in his face and say, "I rock that shit."
That's instant on site.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get booked anymore though.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
On site, you get.
In this day and age, you would not get booked.
Well, then they would have to see me outside afterwards. That's fine. Catch these hands.
Catch me outside. This is a great intro into John Jones. Can we just zoom in right here on John Jones?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that post I put in our group chat?
Yeah, that was funny.
He looked just like Kevin from the side.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start calling John Jones Kevin Owens.
I literally don't want you guys to put me in that same
John
category
Jones,
or
Kevin
conversation.
Owens.
That motherfucker beats his wife. I don't beat women, so I'm gonna take that as a win.
Well, I've actually never seen it personally, so
you never know. Not yet.
Allegedly. Okay, so let's go. I got some questions for Rome. I want to dig into his life a little bit.
All right.
Let's say, so you went from the Bay. I remember when you moved to Vegas. That was a big transition for you.
It was crazy.
It was, and I loved it because it's like, fuck yeah, someone's house to sleep at in Vegas. Except
that,
I don't sleep in Vegas.
That was actually the first time that me and Nick actually met was that one night when we saw Drake.
That was
the first night.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Sean over here dropping fucking names. That
look at Drake. Look at Sean's drip real quick. Let's just take a minute to acknowledge Sean.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, the time we met, you know, Drake.
Remember that time we met the president? No big deal.
He just dropped in and then
shook hands. Cause
so that was French Montana. What was the first club you opened up there?
So the crazy thing about Vegas was, before I even moved to Vegas, I got into Marquee. I was a resident at Marquee.
That's what it was. Marquee.
Yeah.
That's
like Marquee, and I was there for a couple of years, and then eventually I was back in the Bay Area for a couple of years. And after the Bay Area, man, I was like, I kind of like hung out in the Bay for a while. You know, I took care of my parents. My parents were old. they're ill. I stay there, took care of them. And then after they passed, I was like, man, what am I still doing here? You know? And then I think my turning point for me was, like I was DJing everything I could in the Bay Area. I was doing like radio, TV, all the clubs. And then, you know, like when you top out, there's nothing to do but go back down because you already hit the top, right?
Yeah, hit that ceiling.
I hit that ceiling, and I was like, damn, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, you know, I'm doing everything I could do, and I'm not growing. And then I remember I got to this point where, like, I was getting booked less and less in the Bay Area because I was like, okay, well, now he's too expensive because I'll charge you more.
Because yeah. You already reached that ceiling.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I remember the turning point for me was, like, I was getting booked less and less. I felt like my shit was like dying. And my buddy had just opened up a bar like in the middle of nowhere. He was like, hey, can you DJ here? I was like, fuck, I'm off. I'll take it.
In the Bay? In the Bay Area?
It was like in the outskirts of the Bay Area, bro. It was like in the boonies somewhere. And, Sacramento. it was crazy. That shithole out there. I think it was like Roseville. No. It was like way out there though. And then I remember DJing there, and somebody came up to me. He was like, "Hey, man, I recognize you." He's like, "You're the you DJ at Marquee in Vegas." And this I wasn't DJing at Marquee in Vegas anymore. Yeah. And he goes, "Yo, what are you doing here?" And that shit hit me like someone stabbed me in the heart.
Yeah.
He's like, "That was your reality check.
Your aha moment."
Yeah, he's like, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "Ah, I fucking made some excuse up and shit.
I'm fucking depressed."
Oh yeah. And then literally, from that guy telling me that, mm-hmm. you know, I forgot who it was, but I moved out to the Bay Area 1 month later.
Yep, fire. Fire was lit.
There's always, I think with everyone in life too, there's always like an aha moment. I had a mentor, and he's like, "Nick, you're a redwood tree in a flower pot. You'll never reach your full potential of growth if you stay in this pot."
That's huge.
So it's like we had a building we just bought. I sold that building, and I got out of it and moved straight to Sac. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to have like a, and I was 32 at the time. I always wanted to have a loft with a view of the city. Like I'm from a small town. We didn't even have clubs. I didn't even know standing in line was a thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
VIP lines.
Yeah, because what line would you stand in Reading?
I don't know.
Liquor store.
Yeah.
But there sure is a lot of lines around nowadays.
Wild.
Especially on the counter.
But that was a big thing.
Butt cheeks.
So did like E-Rock or any of those guys out there have like, because he went out there first, right?
Oh, E-Rock was a big influence for me, bro.
Huge influence. What a good
dude. Huge influence.
Super good dude.
The homie.
Yeah. Shout out to E-Rock.
Yeah, E-Rock. Yeah, that's like my brother right there. Yeah. Like one of my best friends for like 20, 30 years, man. Okay. Like. And he was one of the first people, like one of the main people, like, hey, man, you need to move out of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Because he had residencies on lock in Vegas already. Yeah. He's like, Vegas is where it's at. You need to get back into Vegas.
100%.
Even he moved to L.A. to seek out better opportunities.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. You know
what I mean? So, for the radio stuff, right?
Yep.
Did you go down there for that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he was like, you need to move out the Bay Area. You need to go get back into Vegas and do what you need to do.
100%. And I can only imagine it's better for you, especially since the Raiders are there too. Motherfuckers are there.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, of course, moving to Vegas was easy because when you think about Vegas, you think about what I realized it's the entertainment capital city of the world. One of them, right? And there is a million people like me
trying to get to Vegas.
Yeah. There's like everyone who's topped out in their market that are chasing the same dream as me.
Mm-hmm. You always have to chase the bigger platform, right?
Yeah.
Because like you said, Nick, that's one of the best analogies I've ever heard. Like,
yep.
If I'm a fucking redwood tree, I cannot be in a flower pot.
It's like a shark and a fish. Shark and a fish take two. They'll stay within the
length. You'll eat a lot in the beginning, but then you'll die because there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Which is, and then now that you're on the main stage too, transitioning, and I know you've been doing some production stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was that one guy that did that Tetris song? You worked with him,
Derek King.
Yeah. That Tetris song was fucking a slapper. I love that one.
Yeah,
you worked with him on those, and then now you have some new projects coming out too. Are you able to talk about those or just?
Of course, yeah. When does
this will be aired next week?
Next week, week. Yep. So this my new song is dropping March 3rd.
Perfect. Oh, it's close. Yeah.
March 3rd. You know,
can it be called No Filter Nick?
We'll put the links. We'll put the link somewhere.
We'll put it on there. Yeah.
If you want me to sing on it, just let me know.
So I did records with Derek before. You know, like Love Rants. They were like hip hop R&B vibes because that's what I grew up on. My whole life I grew up on hip hop and R&B, right? But this new record is like a dance record. Nice. And the reason why it's a dance record is because for me, like, I just got tired of like the vibe of hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a.
Is that where Vegas is going towards though? Vegas usually trendsets the music.
Yeah. I mean, Vegas does hip hop and they do dance too, but just like traveling around and seeing the vibe of hip hop, like I love hip hop to death, but like a lot of the records are like. Kind of like
overdone, played out.
Not fun. They're not fun.
They're all mumble rappers. Shit. Yeah.
It's not fun, right? Like, it's kind of like gloomy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. It's like when you have a if you're an artist and you have a concert, mm-hmm. it's hard to bring out those slow songs. You know what I mean? Yeah. I work out to love jams. I'll be out there like 1,000 bump mm-hmm. that pussy.
Yeah, I'm singing Mary J. Blige all the way.
Yeah. You
but
want like, happy music,
it's
right?
It's kind of a downer when it's at the club.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of and also this. Do you transition from the hip hop to the EDM world or the dance world? Because that's what a lot of the clubs are. They want that upper music.
Right.
You
know? Well, I do both.
Yeah.
So when you come to my show, I'm playing hip hop. And
mix
dance.
With it. Gotcha.
I do both half and half or whatever mixture it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for me, like, I didn't want to put a record out or that vibe. Like when I was like in the studio trying to create this, I didn't want to have like this gloomy moment. Mm. You know, I wanted to put out some that's dance, that's happy. Like when you feel good, you can play in the club, but you don't have to play in a club. Like you can work out to it.
I've noticed that you're the last production. Because what's the name of your one coming out in March?
It's called Catch You When You're Falling.
I think, did you drop a little like teaser of it?
I did, yeah.
Last week?
Yeah.
I could tell like there's that constant the drum line in the back. Like you could hear that it's more of an upper music.
It's a dance record. It's, like, the good thing is it's getting a lot of good feedback. Nice. Like,
yeah.
I know everybody says like, yo, I got a banger coming out. Like it's the hottest thing. And then you hear it and everyone's like,
every track is a banger, right?
Yeah, but this record right now, I'm not trying to self-promote. I'm trying to self-promote it.
Lock it down. Everybody focus.
Yeah.
Hear him?
Like,
get closer if you're on the treadmill machine right now, just stop what you're doing and listen.
So check it out. The record has already been played on Diplo's radio station.
Ooh,
solid. Congratulations.
Pitbull's Globalization, Sirius XM.
Okay.
Like, it's been played already. Like, okay. You know, like, it's getting played already.
That's what
and I haven't dropped it yet.
Fuck yeah.
So this shit's gonna pop off.
It's gonna be good.
I love that for you, brother. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have when we always do, like last week we had Gold Mose on. And mm-hmm. He had some new music. He just got signed by Universal.
Yeah.
But we had his intro, our intro for our stuff with some of his beats. So we'll have to sit down and get all that play stuff for you.
Oh, I got it. Yep. Got
you, sure. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about Vegas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is the city of sin, which is so much fun.
So the real question: how many buttholes you seen in Vegas in the last year?
I like to call them starfishes, dark stars, black portals.
Vegas is a crazy place.
Wormholes.
It's a crazy place. Like, I can't talk enough about Vegas because when I first moved there, I didn't realize like, I was like, why is everyone so fucking wild all the time, right?
Because you can do something every day, every minute, every hour of the day.
You're right. You're completely right. But when you live there.
Yeah, how do you do that?
No, when you live there, you don't do that every day because.
How are you not a meth addict?
You would die.
Yeah, you would die. Like the option is there, yes. But you don't do there. What I realized, it's the people who don't live in Vegas. Like that's your getaway.
Yeah, that's their persona. That's your vacation. You're saying everyone sees that Vegas.
Yeah, like when you have like your 9 to 5 or you're like, you're in your town. You know, city you're from, and you come to Vegas, you're there to wild the fuck out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wonder, like, every time I was in the Bay Area, and all my Vegas friends that lived in Vegas would come to the Bay Area, they would fucking wild out, like they would lose their mind. And now I get it, it's because like, their San Francisco when they'd come to San Francisco is their Vegas.
Yeah, their getaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is their getaway.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say that because also staycations. Motherfuckers are getting wild.
Oh, for sure.
In your own city, you're I'm about to fucking black out.
But no, when I come out to Vegas all the time, and I always hit up everybody, and it's tough because, like, I know what that's like. Sacramento, everyone's coming in all the time, and they always want to go out all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Constantly getting hit up. Vegas, uh-huh. It's like every all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And was there like, oh, I'm here for vacation. It's like, well, I live here. I have shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're great at, like, just popping in at the right time. And do you feel like you're known? Do you feel like you're known in Vegas that you can walk around places and people, like, you got that pool now?
What do you mean by pool? Like, just
to like be stop playing.
No, yeah, I think because it's
can
different.
Can you be less humble? Yeah.
Because I think
around.
Stop playing.
The thing about Vegas is the industry of Vegas, they take care of each other.
They do.
Like, no matter what, if you're whatever, DJ, buster, waitress, they all take care. It's a hospitality town. So, mm-hmm. like, if you could work anywhere in your hospitality, they're gonna take care of you the same way.
That place fucking grosses billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And the only people that run that are hospitality.
But what I do realize this. So if you have a friend that lives in Vegas and you know, like, you know, I'm in town and they come out for you, hey, appreciate that shit.
100%.
That shit's that means you're special. Mm-hmm. Because when you live in Vegas, people hit you up every single day, like, I'm in town, I wanna get trashed tonight. Like Nick said, like, we have a normal life, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why when Nick comes out, I'll fucking get trash on a Tuesday night because it's special.
Going up on a Tuesday.
There's a link right here for AA in case anyone else wants to join.
Actually, and then we got sponsored by AAA.
Yeah. We can't support AAA. That. We can't support that.
So you said you had Diplo. So you got Diplo. Let's drop a stuff. Speaking of Diplo, have you seen his fucking weird-ass shoes that he wore? Did you see
the red ones, right?
The giant red ones?
What are those called?
Would you wear those, by the way?
So I thought about this.
You have a pair.
You have them.
Stop it.
The way he just froze up.
I thought about this.
The way he just froze up, he has them.
No, I don't have them. Okay. But my buddy sent me a link for them yesterday. Like, there's like a drop.
Hey, Sean.
They're like $350 right now. They're $350.
For sure.
Yeah, they're cheap as shit.
They look like
Astro Boy. If he wore Astro Boy.
It looks like an art cartoon.
So I think if I was you guys' height, I might try to pull it off. But see, if I wear them, they'll come up to my waist.
Waiters. He's out here fishing in the ocean. That's what I thought. He's casting lines.
Nah, those aren't me. Would you guys wear them?
No. Fuck no. I would wear them as a joke.
I would wear them to the new Mario Land in Universal.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fuck with them there.
Yeah, I think that would be. But also, have you seen the video of like some dude trying them on? Oh, and then legitimately he's being dragged to get them off by two grown men, and
he can't get him off his feet.
He looks scared as hell.
Oh, he stuck him in.
That's the
yeah. But I know people who can pull him off, like they pull him off greatly. Like
Drake,
like Diplo.
Yeah, Drake,
because he's got floor seats. And he's just Obama sitting there chilling.
That's what you need.
Yeah, like, so what I need?
You need those.
No, so like, okay, so I understand that type of stuff, and it's the tension getting. I mean, shit, I wear a red wig to the Kings games. You know what I mean?
Right.
You wore what was that costume where you dressed?
Oh, yeah.
The wavy guy.
Yes.
You know, like those signs that like inflatable signs?
Wavy guy.
Yeah. I wore that to a Kings game, and I was like sitting courtside. And every time I'd go, I'd pretend like I was an inflatable sign.
It fucking was great.
I'm gonna
bro.
Probably with the playoffs, I'll probably have a purple one and like rock that out there just to get the tension.
Yeah. You gotta post that like, video I took of you.
Yeah, me too. But that's that's the tension stuff that we do. I'm right after this, I fly to Utah for the All-Star game.
Right.
Kevin Herter's a homie and he's in the 3-point contest.
You're gonna wear the Red Wing?
So I'm actually wearing a Herter jersey today for everyone's watching.
Better, you know you're going to Utah though, so you should probably dress warm.
No, I know, I brought it in there, but I just but that game,
you know, they don't sell liquor in Utah, right?
I quit drinking. Count. I quit drinking 10 seconds ago.
They definitely sell liquor.
But I'm flying out there, and I did bring. I got my red wig. So here's the deal. I put a bunch of money. I gambled on him to win the 3-point contest. That's gonna hit, okay? And then he's gonna be the talk of the town already. And I'm gonna show up tomorrow the All-Star game with my Kings jersey that says my @ Nick Cordon on the back and my red wig. And this, I'm gonna go on TV, bro. There ain't no way around it.
Sure.
Especially with that, but it's like, plus you have all those friends. There's 3 Sacramento Kings guys out there right now. And so those events are like hype. And so I know you do a lot of events with the Niners and things like that. And you've done stuff with what? The Warriors? You've DJed for the San Francisco Giants too?
Yep.
That's Warriors, a big Giants. Deal. That's like, those are my dream Huge, teams.
Yeah. The Niners stuff is crazy. Like,
that's a party.
It is for sure. I mean, DJing for the Niners is like, it's still surreal to me, man. Like, it's insane. Like, the stuff that I get to see behind the scenes, it's insane. Like, and I mean,
the closest to being famous ever. You're on the screen, and there's how many famous. People there? 40,000 or what's that? How many
it's
people?
It's like 60,000, bro.
That's insane. That's bigger than my hometown.
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you the truth. Craziest is wherever I DJ, anywhere around the world, like, it doesn't matter if it's like thousands of people or whatever. I never get nervous because like I'm excited. Like, yo, let's get this shit going.
I love that.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah.
But
because I'm nervous every day of my life.
Yeah, but the Niners shit, I'm nervous as fuck.
That's like a big stat. It's a big platform.
It's and the crazy thing is like, I shouldn't be nervous because it's, you know, it's like if I mess up, no one's really know. I mean, yeah, they'll know. But man, just like a countdown in a headphone, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I feel like every time, like, I'm like shaking before I go on there.
He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't do my hands.
People are watching. I mean, I blank out sometimes too. When I used to travel and speak at events, You know, you have to get yourself in the mindset.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Rihanna, she's been on all platforms, but with her being on the Super Bowl, you can't tell me that she wasn't nervous about that.
Oh, she was. Well, she hasn't performed in.
She was also on a platform with probably risking her life.
She was risking her life. It was her debut. She looked like baby bump.
There's like cables and everything attached to her.
You'd be up there.
There was another dude that almost did fall off.
Right.
Because they're not on cables.
Oh, wow.
So Rihanna was the safest person. Also, she has millions of dollars to protect her from anything.
Right, right.
So
but just
she didn't have enough money to protect her from ASAP Rocky's sperm.
Twice.
What? He penetrated that? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's pregnant again. What do you mean?
Oh, good for him.
What did you guys think of that show?
Back to back.
I actually slept through the entire thing because I was partying all night. My sister's 40.
I didn't watch the show. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And I
sorry to hear that.
I was, fuck you. But like, I didn't watch the halftime show because I was on an all-time high. We were up. Right. And we went into the third quarter up. Then we went into the fourth quarter.
You already popping bottles.
Deep depression.
Yeah.
Deep depression.
Wow.
Yeah, I was already popping bottles.
She looked scared though on there. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
yeah, but she was hovering in the middle of a fucking stadium.
High up. Yeah. I mean, not like no.
I would have shit myself. I would have had the baby early if I were her.
Have you met Rihanna? Because I know like you open up for a lot of like DJs and stuff like that or special events.
I did.
Who's some of your favorite people that you've met or opened up with that are famous?
It's crazy they say because I never get starstruck ever. I don't know why, but when I did meet Rihanna, I did get starstruck.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? That forehead is fucking massive, but also she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what happened. Like, I can name three people in my life that I've ever got starstruck.
Nick Cordano, okay, next one.
Nick Cordano for one, right?
Kevin Owens, Sean.
No, it was 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and Rihanna. So yeah, the thing was,
great company.
I was billionaires, right?
Yeah, I was in Dominican Republic one night, and then there was like this DJ conference, and we all pulled up to the hotel together. Everyone pulled up to the hotel together, and then Rihanna and Jay-Z, they were in the car in front of me, and they got out the car, and then I got my car, and I was like, oh shit, that's Jay-Z and Rihanna.
That's Hov.
And then I was like, oh shit, I was starstruck, like, oh shit, like that's Jay-Z. And then I was like, is it just me? But then, you know, we were walking with them inside the hotel lobby, and I swear once they opened the door for the hotel lobby, it was like a movie. Like it was like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, slow-mo.
Jay-Z opened the door, and Rihanna opened the door, and the entire lobby, like, went silent. Mm-hmm. And then it was like...
Dang. They get that everywhere, though. You know
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They get that everywhere.
I mean, what do you expect? They're... some of the richest people in the world, most powerful, right. Influential, all that shit. I'm telling
those
you,
are good
I don't
ones,
even,
though. I just met 50
I don't
Cent.
Care about Hov.
The yeah. Kings inked a deal with him for some of his liquor, so I was sitting right behind him. He had the front seats on the floor right in front, and you know he's just cool. But he's out here, hustling. Like he was out promoting.
He was at
his
Tiger
liquor
as
everywhere.
Well.
Yeah, he stopped by yeah. One of the other bars.
Threw a full party, got drunk, was mm-hmm. pouring tequila and people's whiskey.
We had him, remember?
Yeah.
Back in the,
yeah, we threw the first one of the first parties at District 30 for him.
That guy's, I used to give him no credit. I thought he was just a thug. Dude's smart, man. He's a businessman.
Super smart.
You have to be.
Yeah, the water stuff. He's got his, he's on the, producing those films now, too.
Right.
Making a bunch of money. He's been acting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does it
crazy.
All.
When I got starstruck with 50, we were somewhere and we were just all playing pool. And then he was like playing pool with us. And then I just happened to be at the pool table when he was playing the pool table. And he goes, hey, man, can you pass me that rack? And I was like, huh?
I can't pass you shit right now. Sign
frozen.
And that was it.
I can't pass you shit right now. Sign this. Sign this autograph.
And that was it.
That's crazy. So with those, I mean, with all the celebrities and stuff with Vegas to me, when I go, I spend too much money when I'm in Vegas.
Right.
I know industry. A lot of people in industry, they're able to piggyback. They take care of industry. Mm-hmm. But like food wise, Vegas has some of the best food places. Yeah. Like what's when I'm out there, like what are some of the places that we can go and eat? Because we're gonna transition to this into vegan stuff because. Sean over here, are you still vegan or no?
No.
He's not.
Not anymore.
How long did it last for?
7 months?
Yeah. Were the first person that made me try vegan food that actually tastes good.
And you liked it.
I did.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, have you ever dated a vegan, Romeo?
God, no. No.
Do you know why I asked this?
Why?
No filter, Nick. Vegans' pussies taste different than normal pussies.
There it is.
Is it?
That's what
better or worse?
For.
It tastes organic.
So better.
That's wild. So if it's organic, doesn't it just taste like pussy?
I can't put my tongue on it.
It's a unique flavor. I'll say that.
I don't know.
It's different.
It's definitely in there.
No preservatives.
Yeah. So Sean, how? Tell me more, buddy. Were you dating anyone when you were vegan? Can we call them and ask them? Phone a friend.
It's definitely different. I'll tell you that. And there is an acquired taste for it. Wow. But I'll tell you.
Are we talking about the girls or your food?
No. Oh. Like dating a girl.
Oh, dating.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing though about being vegan is your loads are extra white and chunky.
Stop looking at me while you're talking about this.
You're wearing white. I can't help it.
Don't look me in my face when you say this.
The same white he's got on his shirt is is the same.
But they don't make egg whites in vegan.
But I'm saying though, are you still vegan or not?
Are you vegan? Were you vegan?
I'm not vegan though.
Oh,
no, you were like conscious, like.
Oh, I don't eat red meat or pork.
That's right.
Oh.
Are you Muslim?
Pescatarian?
Okay, for all you listeners out there, if you're from my hometown, that sounds vegan as fuck to me.
Right.
Literally sounds very vegan. Yeah.
So no red meat or pork?
No.
I have to start cutting back on red meat. I can't eat it late at night. It fucks my stomach up.
Really?
Because you're old.
Honestly, I'm as old as the girl you wake up next to.
Doesn't go well with the counter moves over there.
No.
That's not how that works.
What? What do you mean?
You said you're as old as the girl you wake up next to?
Grandpa said you're only as old as the girl you wake up next to. So Vegas, food spot. Do you have to pee?
Meraki Grill, best Greek food ever.
Oh, it's good. Off the strip. Noted. I'm going to put
it on. A lot of stuff is off the strip, bro. Yeah. Like, of course, we got the fine dining on the strip, but when you live there, it's like you try to find the food off the strip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you want the mom and pop spots.
Yeah, you're not going to the tourist locations.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, where's
like a, tell me like a go-to, like I have to go to this restaurant.
You got three homies that just came to fucking Las Vegas.
I'm taking you to Meraki Grill
for
the best Greek food you'll have in your entire life.
What if
we're looking for a fine dining and you're taking the homies?
On strip or off strip?
Off strip.
Off strip.
I don't give a fuck about on the strip.
Jenga's pretty good because Jenga always has hot girls there. Jenga's in Summerlin.
Yeah.
Look at him speaking his language.
Speaking his language.
He's licking his chops right now.
Where's my assist? Vana, change my flight. I'm hungry.
You want hot grills or always at Jing?
Yeah.
Vegas has the level of hotness there. I know it's because they're almost always dressed up.
Yeah.
But it's like every time I go to Vegas, there's just nines and dimes walking everywhere. Then I come home and it's like, you know, A Vegas 8 is a Sacramento 11 teen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true statement.
No disrespect to my Sacramento. We do have a lot of very beautiful girls.
Sac has some hot girls.
We have some hotties.
My girlfriend's banging.
She's banging you.
Banging.
That's right.
Okay, if you guys had to rate, not to ask the questions for the
interview. Oh, I love this. Take over. Take me.
If you had to name the cities in order of hot girls.
Oh, easy.
Let's go.
Ready?
Vegas, Sacramento, the Bay Area. Scottsdale.
I was gonna say that's the top.
San Diego.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Okay.
From hottest to.
I'm gonna say Miami because I like. Okay. I
didn't even put Miami
girls.
In there.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna say Miami.
Okay.
Vegas always has hot ones. Uh-huh. Scottsdale. I don't like white girls. I'm
fucking cap.
I'm allergic, and I'm not. I'm just saying 100%. If they got a fat.
Fucking cap.
He tells me this all the time. I don't like white girls.
And then leaves with a white girl.
Yeah.
Because it was easy.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. But
Miami, Vegas.
Miami, Vegas.
Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. Sacramento does have a lot of cute girls. LA's got a lot of pretty girls, too, but LA girls are just very.
Stuck up.
They're a little much.
They're stuck up.
San Diego girls are cute, but they're more like beach surfer vibes, like more laid back.
Yeah, that hippie vibe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I love that. But Miami, shit, I was on an airplane to Miami. Even the stewardesses have fat asses.
Have you ever been to New York?
I went there once and I was asking for this club. I went there with my uncle.
Right.
Asked for this club and the cop's like, oh, yeah, it's over here. Sent me to a gay fucking bar. Thought it was a joke, probably.
You look gay.
Okay, me and my uncle, so we probably did, actually.
You look gay.
So we roll up to this club and like right where we're waiting in line and we're offering the guy like $200 to get us in. And this guy and I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. This fucking guy. Sitting there waiting and waiting. And a guy pops out in a fireman's outfit with nacho cheese Dorito coming out, and he's like, "Oh no, you didn't!" And I'm like, "What the
so
fuck
well,
did we get sent to?
He did that so well.
Sent to a gay bar." So that's my New York experience.
Well,
fuck
the only
New
reason
York.
I was saying because
party
like,
monsters.
New York has beautiful women. Like they
did have the most beautiful black
girl. Supposed
ever
to
met
have, they're supposed
club.
To have the models, right?
The hottest black girl I ever met, besides your mom, as a strip club.
Mom, I'm gonna kill him.
I've met his mom yet. I'm not allowed to be around her.
Cap.
Cap. Yep.
She would just, yep.
Hey,
sexual
yo, leave
seductions.
My mom out of this. Because the other day, the way your mom hugged me when she saw me at Tiger.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hug you too.
She's
thick. Thick, 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 thick.
With the C's.
Jesus Christ.
It's his mom, for Christ's sake.
What are you talking about? You heard when he started this.
What the rabbit hole that we went into. So DJing for you, Rome.
Yeah.
What's your end goal? I always want to ask this to DJs. I have tons of good DJ friends.
Right.
A lot of them have success in like real estate. Some are like got into the club industry. Like there's a lot. Then you see the production. And I see production is something that you still continue to do what you love and make money. So it's like, how do you continue to evolve from here?
The crazy thing is, like, every time I tell myself, like, yeah, this is my last year of DJing.
You say that, but
all the time, every year.
And then you try to get in a club somewhere without a backpack, and you can't get in.
No, every year, because like as a DJ, our slowest times is I'd say January.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because everyone just spent $12,000
on New Year's. Yeah,
exactly.
So every time after New Year's Eve, I'm like, man, I'm done DJing, I'm over it. Once I get to this club. That's it for me.
This is my last one.
This is my last one.
I'll put my 2 weeks in.
Yeah. But what happens is...
this is the last bender I'm ever doing.
Yeah. What happens is I'll get into like this club I always wanted to get into and start playing there. And like, okay, well, once I get into this other club...
Yeah. I like it here.
And it never ends, man.
Yeah.
It never, never ends.
But since you party for work, we've all done this, what is a vacation to you? And do you take vacations?
Yeah. I take vacations all the time.
Yeah.
Like, where do you go? Like, what do you do?
But you were DJing when we were in Cabo.
Yeah, we were in Cabo.
But are
not
you
working?
Yeah, are you not working? And also, like you said, we party for
so,
work.
Like, you know, because, like, my job is, like, social media, you know, social media DJing, partying and stuff like that. My vacations are the complete opposite. Yep. Like, my phone is off.
Namaste.
My phone is off.
He's in the library.
I'm not partying. I'm not drinking, like... It's just like I just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's my thing. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
That's how you fucking recover, right? So that you can continue to do it for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Because partying to me is feels like I'm at work.
Right.
You know.
All about balance.
Yep.
I mean,
wow. Did we just get deep right there?
Super deep.
We got super
deep.
We dropped a few we dropped some like knowledgeable wisdom nuggets.
Yeah.
Speaking of nuggets, oh God, what a great transition.
Yes.
McDonald's, we always do this, okay? We go into like, you know, talk about
you
the guests.
You prep for that transition. Right there.
No, that honestly, that shit just fell right in my lap. Like the lap dance from the stripper last night.
Oh my
Shout
God.
Out to HQ Strip Club. Okay, so McDonald's now is launching a plant-based nugget. So we'll always talk about stuff and we'll talk about new things. A plant-based nugget. Are you in? Are you going to try that?
All in.
I would also.
Disgusting.
Did you ever try the KFC one?
KFC had one?
Yes. No, but I heard it was terrible.
Actually, it was good if you had it fresh. You had to eat it right then.
And then they have an orange chicken one that's vegan too.
You know they make animals that you can kill and then make the actual thing.
Yeah. Right?
Shout out to PETA.
Whoa, did you just see Dev, one of the girls? She just took a picture. She raised these chickens and she just showed a picture on her Instagram like,
killing it.
Killing the chicken.
Yeah, she's a psychopath.
She's like, I'm so proud to like eat farm. And which,
you know,
fork.
Yeah.
You know, psychopaths legitimately kill animals before they kill people. So, Nick, you're next. Shout out to Dev.
Wow.
Watch out for your cock.
But you know what?
Yeah, vegan nuggets, I'm all in.
There's the one I needed. Yes. There's that Sean tidbit. There's the teaser for next week's podcast.
Fucking golden. I love that.
Okay, so I'm in. There's a burger place here, and they do vegan burgers, and it's actually pretty fire.
It's good.
But I'm telling you guys, and I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
That stuff in my system, my body just is not used to it.
Mm. So eating vegan pussy is not good for your system?
No, it's just different.
Eating
different.
Psychopathic pussy is different, too.
Like some people like fake banana flavored, you know, suckers, and some guys don't. Same thing with vegan.
Pause. What the fuck does that even mean?
When was the last time you even seen the banana flavored sucker?
I don't know. They're just banana. There's bananas on my notes.
Oh, that's why.
This is wild.
Fucking his notepad had bananas on there.
Hey, bro, stop touching me.
You ever like start to do something? You're typing something, but you're texting someone. You're talking about someone. You write what you're texting.
Right.
Hey, Sean, go ahead and switch me seats, bud.
Oh, don't worry. My banana will still find you. Okay, so Chick-fil-A too. Chick-fil-A is testing a plant-based food also.
I'm in for that one for sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's, I mean.
You like Chick-fil-A, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Except on Sundays.
Except on Sundays, yeah.
Did you see that one thing, though? The guy's like, I'm going to put a chicken sandwich shop and call it Side Chick?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Outside of Chick-fil-A
on Sundays.
That's pretty amazing.
Money.
Yeah. That's the type of stuff I'm like, that person was so smart, and nobody's done it.
No. All he has to do is set up a food truck in the parking lot. There's no way they can tell him to stop as long as he has the licensing. Right. And now he's literally Side Chick.
Amazing.
Come on, Hot Boys. All these other chicken sandwiches out there. Just go put one right next
proper.
To it.
Shout out, Nash Proper.
Yeah.
I would go to Chick-fil-A's and I would find, this is the businessman, I would find the lots that are next to it that may be open.
Right.
Or pay the person that owns the lot next to it and just set up my shop right there.
Yeah.
People are coming through.
They see the line's too long. Come over to the Side Chick.
Well, on Sunday too. I'm just open on Sunday.
You should be open every day. As long
God
as...
rested on Sunday. This motherfucker has Side Chick.
In and Out's open every day.
Hustling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It sure is.
I like putting the macaroni and cheese on my chicken sandwich.
Ooh,
my
Chick-fil-A.
Wow. That's a hack. I love
that. That
is a hack.
Love hacks.
I've actually never heard. Vanna! Will you get me a Chick-fil-A with mac and cheese on the side? We're stopping.
He doesn't have enough
time. And then you
have
to put it together.
We don't have enough time.
Because it's the hack.
It's like a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
That is definitely
all
a
these
hack.
Little TikTok hacks.
Bro, the TikTok. It's like crazy. Instagram and TikTok right now are like literally showing adults that grew up in the 80s how to do life.
Right.
Like I'm finding out shit every single day from this dude's Instagram.
You know what,
like,
do you know what life hacks are? It's common sense shit that we didn't think about first.
Right.
And that's not common sense. The literal term.
Common sense is not so common anymore. I used to say that to my boys.
I learned
all the time,
from TikTok you could make nachos at Chipotle now.
I learned that you could do a stupid gay ass dance and become rich from TikTok. That's what I learned. I also learned this.
Bleep those words.
The average penis length has grown in 30 years.
Is that your transition right there?
Yeah, it is.
I like the last one better. It was a little more natural.
Way better.
Yeah, yeah. From the banana sucker to,
So the average penis length has grown in 30 years. Doctors are calling it concerning. Why would they call it concerning? First of all, maybe they're right.
I don't know. I don't know what other
they
dicks
say the
look
average
like,
is,
and I'm not fucking measuring.
It's now 5.5 inches.
That's still a baby dick.
Hey, but honestly, if you're an earthquake that was a 5.5, you could still beat that pussy. All
right. So wait, what is the transition? What's the question here?
I was just
that dicks got bigger.
Yeah.
Banana suckers to dicks got bigger.
I told you.
I would just, I was wanting your input on that.
Yeah. Coming out the closet. Are you still in the closet?
It was just the funny. Okay, let's transition from that, from penises to this. Holy grail male contraceptive drug could revolutionize birth control.
100%, I heard this.
Could you imagine?
Would you do it?
Do you guys use condoms?
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I don't. I have a girlfriend, so I'm just cream pieing the one.
I mean, here's the deal. I'm a
Speaking
serial,
of bananas.
I'm a serial dater, so I date the same person, a few of them. Right.
And you use condoms?
Sometimes, yeah.
That means no. Every guy who stutters that question,
yeah.
it means no.
I use condoms. I use balloons.
Or every guy who stutters that question, he starts off with one and he takes it off. Like,
honestly, I have a speech impediment.
Yeah, right.
Fucking making balloon animals.
Yeah, this guy, he's like, yeah, like the Trobans. Yeah.
Would you take it though? Would you?
Baby, I can't come with this thing on. Let me take it off.
Yeah.
Do you know why I would? You know why I would take it? Because paying $50, Venmoing $50 each time.
For a fucking plan B? You're a sick individual is what you are.
Pretty much.
Sick individual.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Do you think this shit would make guys gain weight? Like, girls
are
hormonal?
I think so.
Like, it'd be...
I'm sure it does.
Well, I do believe that men are hormonal as well.
Wait, but is it out already?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Where can I buy it? Asking for a friend.
It's called the Holy Grail.
Sponsorship coming.
First of its kind breakthrough male birth control that has been taken orally. We need to get sponsored by them.
Right.
Oh, speaking of
we don't need to get sponsored by them.
No.
You need
that's
to get
a great
sponsorship. By them.
Your girlfriend definitely listens to this podcast for sure.
Yeah. She definitely does.
Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Tighten the leash.
Hey, B.
Stop it.
Shout out to B out there. Shout out to his girlfriend, B. Love her.
Oh, he's not taking any plan B.
No plan B's, baby.
He's just trying to fill you
I'm digging
girl.
Deep, baby.
That's stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. But I would definitely, I would save money on that. I could control that.
Hell yeah.
Because we're in a world where we're in a world where guys, like, if there's a baby, guys, if they make money, they're definitely going to get taken advantage of.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yep.
Yeah, they were literally like Drake. Didn't Drake come up like the most outrageous story?
The only one who came up there was Drake's baby mama.
Yeah, someone went into his bathroom after they had
the hot sauce thing
and fucking poked that holes. That was crazy. In his shit.
Yeah, that was
wow.
What?
Yeah,
you never heard.
You
never
hear the hot sauce one?
No.
Yeah, he
we should get sponsored by hot sauce too.
He had
hot sauce.
Sex with a girl and then went into the bathroom, took the condom off, put hot sauce in it because he was like, no bitch is about to come in here and fucking try to use it. She went in the bathroom, poked holes in it, and put it inside of herself, and then started screaming. And I can only imagine Drake's face, like
that guy's playing. That guy's living in 2030 over there.
Yeah, that's why you have to act broke. So no one does that. See
how
see,
the fuck can you act broke? You pull into Drake's because house.
It's really hard to get laid after broke.
No, see, because like for guys, we want to put off that we're established, right?
Yeah.
So because girls are attracted to that, but if you act that you're broke, they're not going to try to do that, right?
Nick wears a shirt that says "I'm broke, baby," but also throwing thousands of dollars at people.
Yeah.
First of all, yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I love seeing courtside and the shirt says "I'm broke." I actually brought. I'm bringing it to the All-Star game.
Yeah, because you're wild. That's why.
I'm broke, baby. Hey.
You're like, oh, those seats must be free.
Yeah, that's good. I'm a trophy husband with three wives. They work while I stay at home.
Ooh, and I realized that he's a black dude. I said, Black History Month all day.
February. Shout out to February month.
Shout out to February, baby.
Shout out to February.
If you can lay the pipe down, I guess you can have three wives.
Right? Oh, I can only imagine what he's doing with these fucking women.
Do you have any, Rome, do you
of course
have any,
they're
like,
all white women.
Do you have any, anything just exciting? Saying. Anything just big saying. Things coming up that are in the future?
What was that's a weird transition.
Very weird. Yeah, very weird transition. Stop touching me, you gay boy.
My top love language is physical touch.
Mine too. I'm just kidding. It's just
we're the two best friends that anyone's ever had. Oh god, that's great. Okay, anything great for us? Anything good?
Anything?
We try to keep our podcast a short period of time, so you can have to.
You gotta make that flight, buddy. You gotta
I got money to make.
Yeah, wrap it up. Wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up, nigga. Wrap it up.
You see the fucking time? Wrap this shit up, man.
That's great.
No, nothing to say, man. Let me plug the record one more time.
Yeah.
Put the link in the bio, man. I appreciate
we'll
you guys.
Put the link in there.
I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Fuck yeah.
That was great. It's good seeing you. It's good that we catch up.
I love that show.
Busier we get in life, it's just hard to like keep in contact with the friends and the good friends that you have. Like it's you meet up, it could be 2 years, and it's just like catch right back up.
Yep, okay. Yep.
Good
yep.
people.
Yep. Very true. It's definitely good people.
Hard to come by.
Yep. I feel like the relationship should never change just because there's a distant or a long amount of time that we don't see each other.
Right. Yeah.
Like the last time that I saw you, was a great time.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously the distance in friends and time. Coming the way
doesn't matter.
Still, regardless, you're my dude.
Yeah.
I fuck with you.
Yep.
I congratulate you to all your success.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
And we're having a great time right now, right?
Fuck yeah, we are.
What do you mean?
We're about
to have a shot after this.
But hey, guys, that concludes another episode of No Filter Nick. Shout out to Romeo. Romeo, what's your tags?
Add me on Instagram. It's Romeo, my last name Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, with the number one. Romeo Reyes, the number one.
Yep, and we'll have his new hit coming out. We'll post that on our tag too. And if you haven't already, guys, click subscribe. And this concludes another
concludes
another No Filter Nick episode. See you guys.
Peace.
Peace.